I'm so excited you're joining me today for Glorious Living. Today we're going to study the Word of God together, so get ready to be filled with His presence. Welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis. I'm so glad you're joining me today in Studio C. And I also have my friend Chrissy with me. Is she my sidekick or whatever?
I love being your sidekick. I was just about to say that.
Study partner. Let's say it that
way. I'll be a study partner, but I kind of like sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like a superhero thing going on.
Like
Hallelujah. A Batman and Robin.
Like it too.
I'll take it. And it is so much fun to be with you, to study the Word of God. And we get so much rich revelation every time we gather around this table in Studio C.
I know. And sometimes we have a guest, and sometimes it's just you and I study. But I'm starting to really enjoy these study times.
Me too, because we have so much content available at JDM. Sometimes it's great to hear it audibly as well as read it in our magazine, which I have right here, which is beautiful.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I love it. This is the cover of Boss's newest book, Brother Jesse. I call him Boss.
So
Brother
That's Jesse. Our August issue of our
magazine.
Yes,
and it's Overwhelmed is the cover, The Astounding Truth of God's Blessings. This is the newest donation partnership book, and you can check that out on JDM.org. But it's just filled with so many wonderful resources. Sources of faith that will strengthen you and help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's so good.
In fact, that's one of the things I wanted us to study today.
Yes.
I'm taking one teaching that Jesse has in here. Actually, it's his, our partner gift offer. It's
a sermon
it's
so
that
good.
He preached. In fact, it just recently, portions of it got aired on the broadcast, but we're going to study it today.
Because
I believe God has so much more that He wants to draw out of it for us. I believe you're going to be blessed.
Yeah, this is a beautiful article. It's The Consequences of Wholly Following the Lord. It's so important. What a beautiful message that was shared by Brother Jesse, and now it's in print form as well.
Yeah, just an excerpt of it's in there, because he preached a whole message on that, which we aired portions of it for the broadcast, but you know, God has so many rich things. I think we're going to even draw out even more.
I know. When we talk about God, we talk about the Word, there's just so many things we can tap into that applies to where you are in your life, wherever the situation is. The answer is found in the Word of God. So that's why it's so important to turn to it and
that's
to actually
so cool.
use it.
It is
everything.
So true. And I'm so glad you're joining us today. I hope that you'll share this with some of your friends. Let them know how important it is to study the Word, that it's valuable to you
enough
to share it with them. And I think you got a testimony.
I sure do. We were just talking about messages, and we have them in Spanish as well, so great.
Because you married to a Spanish man.
I sure do. Do I know any Spanish? Un poquito. That means a little bit.
It's more than me.
And that's about it. But we're working on that, right? We're continually growing.
Somebody else is doing it, though.
Yeah, exactly. And this translation from Spanish, this was a comment that we took from social media, and we had our team translate it. It says, ever since someone told me about you, Jesse and Kathy, I haven't stopped listening to you both. You brighten up my day and bring hope back into my life.
Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
We have so many messages. Of course, Jesse and I don't speak Spanish. He knows a little more than me, probably more than you as well.
No, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does.
And this magazine that you just put up is also available in Spanish.
It
we
is.
Have a digital version in English as well as Spanish that people are benefiting from, as well as a lot of products in our broadcast. Everything is translated into Spanish. And that's why the followers in our Spanish platforms are growing every day.
A whole team working to get all of this content out in Spanish. And you can read the magazine on JDM.org, and you can go on our JDM app, which is completely free, and download it there. We even have an interactive version of the magazine where you can click on certain links and see spots, because we have a beautiful, just visual, you know, television team, social media team that makes this all happen. There's so much going on here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Yeah,
all good, great things.
Us.
Including us.
The dynamic duo.
We pat on the back. We do a high five. We got it.
Hallelujah.
It's so fun. It's so
and
fun.
We're going to study the Word of God. I have it in my iPad, and you have printed out notes. We're going to study today based on the teaching that Jesse gave. It's actually our partner offer. You can get that by being a partner. You can go to JDM.org, PayPal, text to give, and select giving. I think that's all that information is on how to get that to you. And I think it's in CD or DVD.
CD, DVD, as well as flash drive option as well.
Wow. So you can get saturated in what God is teaching through this ministry. And I know it'll bless you and it'll encourage you. So let's get into this.
Yes,
okay, the title
ma'am.
Of it is The Consequences of Wholly Following the Lord. What a great title. Can you imagine anything more wonderful than having a reputation as someone who wholly follows the Lord and lives in God's favor? Well, that reputation brings glory. It'll bring glory to Him and to you.
Yes, it will.
And that's what I want you to believe today. And this is the article that was written by Jesse in here. We're just going to take excerpts of it and just talk about what God has done. You know, there was a man in the Bible that we can learn a lot from, mm-hmm. and when it comes to following God wholeheartedly. Yes. Do you know who it was?
Yes, it was Caleb. Caleb. Not the Caleb in our television department, who also follows
There's
the Lord.
There's a lot of great Calebs in
There's
the world.
There's a lot of great Calebs, but this is a biblical Caleb.
This was the forerunner, the cable Caleb, before you knew Caleb.
Yeah, exactly.
Caleb was never a number one man in charge of the Israelites. That was Joshua, mm-hmm. but Caleb was a number two. But he was the best number two that you've ever seen, and everybody needs a great number two.
That's right.
And so why is that? Why was that? Because Caleb knew not to mix faith and time, mm-hmm. and we're going to show you how he did it in our study today.
That's beautiful.
So we're going to turn to Numbers chapter 14. See, Caleb's story begins after God delivered the Israelites out of Egypt, and he led them to the border of the promised land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey that they had heard about all
yes.
their lives. And so Moses picked Joshua and Caleb to scout out the land along with 10 men who turned out to be a bunch of doubting cowards. Mm-hmm. And when all 12 came back and reported to Moses that the land was indeed fruitful, and the 10 cowardly spies reported that there were giants in the land, and the Canaanites were too strong for them to overcome, they told Moses not to enter, and their fear spread like wildfire mm-hmm. among all the children of God.
Yes.
So what did the Israelites do? They doubted God, and they began to murmur and complain.
When we read this article, and I had that circled, murmur and complain, how many times do we have to really realize what we're doing in our day-to-day
yeah.
of promises that God has for us, but yet we're destroying it with our own thoughts and breeding it when it comes out of our mouths.
Right.
And we're speaking destruction, and we might not even be realizing it. We're just
right.
talking like everything's normal day-to-day, but man, we have to start speaking faith.
That's so true. And this is what Joshua and Caleb did that day. They were overwhelmed with the blessing of God. They
mm-hmm.
saw, they brought back all of these great, all the great produce of the land. It was rich. Yes, you're right. It's great. It is a land with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying, of course, if you go back, and we're not going to read that portion today, but if you're familiar with it, it talks about how we were grasshoppers. We were like grasshoppers
yeah.
in their sight.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they doubted the plan of God. God had a plan to lead them into the land of milk and honey, but they had to walk by faith.
That's
now,
right.
Now, think about what these people had just come from. They had been delivered from the greatest nation in the world,
yes.
the biggest army of that day. They saw God open the Red Sea for them. They walked through as on dry land.
You know, I just don't get that. I really don't. When we talk about all of the miracles that they were witnessing, and yet they still doubted. They still thought this was too impossible. The Lord just parted a sea for you.
And when he led them out, the Bible says that they came out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them.
Wow.
Now, think about the miraculous supernatural mass healing that had to have taken place, because these people were under 400 years of bondage. So they grew up working in these fields
mm-hmm.
where the sweat of their brow. They didn't have a day off.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have an hour. They worked nonstop.
Yeah.
And so they had to have some injuries or some issues
Definitely.
That they were dealing with while there, but they came out with silver, gold, and not one feeble monk, one
yeah.
among them. So they were walking in the blessing.
Exactly.
And God had a plan to get him. You know, I've often heard it said that while they were in Egypt, they didn't have enough because they needed to gather their own straw to make the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a land of not enough. And then they moved into the promised, into the wilderness when God led them out.
Yeah.
They were land just enough. Remember, he fed them with the manna and all
exactly.
of that. I'm getting ahead of myself
in
the teaching.
No, but I love it. I'm getting excited.
But his plan ultimately was always to bring them to the land of more than enough. That was the land of milk and honey,
mm-hmm.
or as I like to say, creme de glace.
Oh, yes,
ice cream.
Oh, come on now.
Milk, I don't really eat a lot. I'm not a honey eater,
mm-hmm.
if you want to call it that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't really drink a lot of milk either,
mm-hmm.
but I do love my ice cream.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. No, when you think
that
about that.
That says blessing to me.
Blessing.
It says abundance. And
yes.
so, especially if it's Haagen-Dazs butter pecan.
Yeah. Plugging it in for you if you never tried it. But that is so true. And that just hearing the term milk and honey, you think of something sweet. You think of good things.
Good
you
things.
Think of all of the goodness that the Lord has, that it's sweet to the taste. And they were getting ready to walk into it, but then here comes these complaining, murmuring,
murmurers.
And we can't listen to that.
The murmurers.
Even the murmurers. No, we have to shut it down. We have
That's
to
right.
keep
recognize when it's coming against your promise.
Yeah.
I mean, but these voices may be all around you,
mm-hmm.
but really matters what's coming out of your mouth.
That's right.
And what's in your heart. You need to be able to say something that's going to stop. And that's what Joshua and Caleb did.
Yeah.
And I want to read this in Numbers chapter 14, mm-hmm. verse 6 through 10. Do you want me to read it or do you want to read it?
You can take it away, Pastor Kathy.
It's got those Bible names.
They have a few names that I think that we need Pastor
Verse
Kathy to
six,
do.
Verse 6, hallelujah, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. This was after they heard those doubters and those murmurs and the complainers. Verse 7 says, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it, it is an exceeding good land. Mm-hmm. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
Isn't that powerful? Yeah, that stirred me up. It really did. Just to know that this says, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. That fear them not is just such, it sticks out to me because, I mean, the Bible talks about fear. Mm-hmm. What was it? Over 300 times. It's something that we need to utilize in this, how to overcome the fear.
Right. I mean, well, you have to see yourself the way God sees you. Mm-hmm. He sees you as victorious, not a victim. He sees you as a victor. Yeah. And so you have to recognize who you are in God by spending time with him. And Joshua was always at that tent of meeting, and his sidekick, if you want to call him that, was with him.
Oh, so I'm Caleb?
I'm not really Joshua. But anyway, who you came with really does matter.
It sure does.
And so they, I'm sure that Joshua and Caleb, they were like precious faith. They were faith buddies. They were prayer partners. Joshua hung out in the tent where Moses was. He went up on that mountain with Moses. And so you see the character of these people. And God used Joshua to lead the nation. But here, Caleb was this number two. But these two were so unique. And it's so important that you have people in your life that will speak faith-filled words to you. And but so often we get in a trap of letting people with doubt surround us. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn to recognize that. We need to be able to speak our faith and declare what God wants us to say.
Yeah, right.
And shut them up, really. No, that's not what I believe. I believe what God says. God says that I'm ahead. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm blessed going in and blessed going out. I often say, I'm so blessed, even the blessed people call
I'll
me
blessed.
That's
so good.
We've been saying that for years, even before we were really walking in the blessing. Mm-hmm. But we look back and we see all that God's done in our life over the years and how he's blessed not just us, but our partners, our others that we're connected with. We see his word working. It just stirs us. We want everybody to know this message.
That's
that
right.
When you wholly follow the Lord, your life is transformed.
Oh, hallelujah. That's so good. And, you know, we even put it on our flags when you drive into the property on the posts. It says you are blessed going in and blessed going out. So it matters. Every little detail we here at JDM, we always put that into your path to know that, no, you're blessed and you're called and you have a destiny and you have a destination to reach, all encouraging things. We are no murmurers. We don't murmur.
Now, Caleb saw those same giants, just that the 10 did, the cowards, the 10 cowards. You know, you don't remember their names.
No.
Because you never remember losers.
No.
But you do remember Joshua and Caleb.
Right.
You're going to remember Chrissy and Kathy.
Here we are.
Hallelujah.
That's so good.
But this is so good to realize that when you connect with people of faith, like Caleb, when you follow their example in the like the Bible has their examples there for us to know, to follow their example. And it really does help because Caleb's confidence in God was not shaken. He wholly believed and followed the Lord. Mm-hmm. Caleb remained dedicated because he was a real visionary with a clear vision on his mind and the land that God had promised to him, not just to him, but his whole family.
That's right.
He was strategic in his whole family. And that many of you that are watching today, you're strategic in your whole family, whether they come to know God and whether they walk out of maybe poverty, maybe walk out of bondage, maybe they've been addicted, maybe you grew up in a family that there was everybody in your family was an alcoholic. God wants to break that in through you, and so that you can show them that they're. When you choose Jesus, it doesn't matter what was on before. You break whatever curses may have been on your life by making a generational choice, and your family is changed because of you.
That is so wonderful and so possible with our great God.
Well, you know, when the Israelites heard the murmur and Caleb took a stand, when he heard the Israelites complaining and griping, Caleb had to, and you have to take a stand. Mm-hmm. We have to take a stand. And just like he does, and I can just hear him shouting, who cares how many giants are out there? Mm-hmm. He said, who cares how hard it looks like?
That's right.
None of that junk makes any difference with God. And because God had promised him something. It promised him that land of milk and honey. So he was going for it. He wanted to know God is going to give them the victory if they just believe. What did he say? They're bread for us.
That's right.
Fear them not.
That's so good.
Amen.
It's so good. And it says, you know, people actually ignored Caleb when he was saying all of this. Mm-hmm. And that just shows like, if you feel like you're not getting anywhere, if you're shouting it from the rooftops to your family, for instance, or friends that you want to get to know the Lord, and they seem like they're ignoring you, you don't quit. You have that. God put that on your heart to be a light in the darkness for them. And one day, believe me, one day it's going to pay off and you will see results.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Let's continue reading in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22, because God saw something different and special in Caleb. He says in verse 22, because all of those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto your fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
Wow.
Isn't that powerful?
That is amazing.
See, God had a plan. He saw his plan. He knows who's trusting him.
Yes.
He knows who's believing in him. And God told Moses that Caleb would see his promise come to pass.
How amazing, because he wholly followed the Lord. That is the result. That's the consequence of actually living for Jesus and walking it out, not just saying one thing and doing another.
That's so good. And regardless how long it takes, you know, even when, when Samuel spoke over David and anointed him to be king, it was 20 years before he actually took the throne because he had a lot of opposition. Well, here in this story, Caleb didn't give up. It was 45 years where they were wandering in the wilderness because this generation didn't believe God. So he said, they're gonna have to die off. They cannot go into the promised land because they doubted it. He gave them what they were believing for, actually.
Wow, when you say it like that really does. Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and so this is where the story shifts. So you're going to see how important it is to never give up. Doesn't matter how long it takes because God still has his promise on his mind. We're going to turn to Joshua chapter 14. Mm-hmm. And here is this one. Caleb is now 85 years old, and he says he was ready for war just like when he was 40, which is when that first time he heard about what God had promised. And he was prepared to take what God said was his when God said it was his time. So God allowed them to enter the promised land. And this was a great thing because Caleb went to Joshua then at that point and reminded him of what God had said, what God had told Moses so long ago.
Beautiful.
And so I want you to read it, Christy, because this was 40 years after wandering in the wilderness, watching his generation die there because they refused to believe God's promise.
Wow.
But Caleb had a different spirit. Read verse 6 through 14.
Definitely. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenzite said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me in thee in
Kadesh Barnea.
Yes, Kadesh Barnea. That's exactly what I meant. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from
Kadesh Barnea
to
espy out the land.
And I brought him word again, as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord, my God.
That's so good.
Wow. To me, that whole thing of boss, Brother Jesse, when he talked about this message, I wholly followed the Lord. Mm-hmm. How this applies to everybody in every season, every situation, every circumstance, no matter what the timeline looks like in the natural, you stick to
no
wholly
matter
following
what everybody
the Lord.
Else is saying, because they made the heart of the people melt.
Exactly.
These 10 people made the whole nation, other than, of course, Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. They don't mention Moses and Aaron, but it was implied.
Yes.
But the others all melted because they didn't believe God.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes on to say, I'm going to continue reading verse 10.
Yes.
It says, and now behold, the Lord hath, this is what Caleb again is saying to Joshua. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive. And he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. That's 85.
Mm-hmm.
And as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me.
Wow.
And as my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. And now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake it in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Wow. And Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb the son of Japheth Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Japheth, and the Kenzanite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
Wow.
He got the promise because he didn't give up. He stayed with it even when everybody else was speaking doubt and defeat. But Caleb held on to his victory, held on to his promise.
Yeah.
And to this day, Caleb's descendants still own that land that God gave him, all because he followed God with his whole heart. God's not looking for a halfway commitment. He's looking for 100% because he wants to give you 100%. You know, I see a lot of times that relationships that are one side, it's a one-way street, but God wants us to realize he's connecting us together, and every connection should be mutually beneficial,
right,
not just a one-sided thing. So when our connection with God is a heavenly connection, but God wants us to be obedient to him, and he's going to be obedient to us. To his promise, to what he's told us he would do.
I get so stirred up because, you know, people, you might be reading this for the very first time thinking, man, I didn't know that the Old Testament was this interesting or that it applies to me. Those are old Bible stories of, you know, but no, it's so rich with revelation, pregnant with revelation, and the Lord wants to take you from this plan on to where your destination is, your land of milk and honey that's awaiting you. And what I love about Caleb right here is he's saying, listen, what he says, 85 years old, but I'm still strong. I'm 85, but I still have the strength I did back in the day, maybe even more.
And I believe he did.
Yeah, and he did. I believe him.
Well,
when
he remembered when he went there, there were giants there. He wasn't afraid of those giants.
That's
he was wanting to get at him when he was 40.
Yeah.
And he probably
right.
stayed pumping up those whole 40. Others may have been sitting around, but I think he was hitting the gym,
he
doing
was.
Whatever he had to do, because he knew the promise was still
ahead. Coming. He was preparing.
Yes.
And it didn't matter to him in the natural about, you know, how old he was. And he knew, if I keep preparing, if I keep on praying and meditating on what the Lord's told me, it's going to come to pass. There was no doubt in him.
Right.
Be
That's
a
so
Caleb.
True.
Be a Caleb.
Be a Caleb. Amen. I love what Jesse said in his teaching. He was saying, while he was studying about this with God, God gave him a powerful statement that really helped him to see what was God was wanting him to see. He says that it's possible to be truly his, but not wholly his.
Mm-hmm.
And so that went off in him like a shotgun, he said, because it all depends on our degree of discipleship when it comes to being dedicated to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the Lord explained, he says that this is the point he put, the Lord explained that no one known disobedience allowed, one condemned habit persisted, one wrong relationship maintained, one unchecked indulgence can actually cause our spiritual resolution to falter. So there are a lot of factors that come into play when we're believing God for something. And all of those things, whether it's a habit, a relationship, or an indulgence, they can pull you away from the promise that God has for you.
Yes.
So you have to stick with God's promise and don't let things distract you and get you off course.
That's so good.
That's what he's basically saying. So that's what it means to be wholly following the Lord. It means that you should subdue whatever comes to stop you from reaching your destiny and your destination. And you can do it.
Yeah.
God wouldn't call you to do something that was impossible. When he told them to go and get into the inhabit that land, it was not impossible because he was going to go with them. They weren't going in their own strength. And so I think Caleb had to know that he was going to go. Those giants were still there. Mm-hmm. God didn't move them out. He had to go push them out.
Preaching, Pastor Kathy, you have to enforce
the promise. You have to get them out of what belongs to you.
That is so good. That's right. Because, I mean, God was waiting on them to activate what he told them to do and to have faith and courage to actually go and defeat them.
Yeah, it was.
He didn't remove it just out of, just remove it. Mm-hmm. He was waiting on them to actually do it.
It was theirs. God owns all the earth, of course, and that was what he had does. That's the promise he gave to Abraham, that his family would have all of that land.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they went into Egypt for a season, they came back out, they went back to get their land.
Mm-hmm.
And so that belongs to them.
That's right.
So
that's right.
A complete dedication to the Lord will give you an acute perception and a constant sense of God in your life. This is what we're studying about today, how it's important that you're wholly following the Lord.
It's so important. And I love those points. It says one condemned habit, one wrong relationship, just one thing that we're not evaluating our spiritual life. We're not looking at what we're doing and if we're actually walking the walk. We're just talking. You have to take a moment to really connect with the Lord and open His Word and say, Lord, show me where I might be off course or if I'm wrong, if I'm doing anything to hinder what you have for me. Correct it for me, Lord, and He'll do it, and He'll reveal it to you, and you can make that decision to get back on track so that you can see this promise.
Yeah, because a lot of people just coast in life, and they really never attain or get the promise, see the promise fulfilled because they've truly followed the Lord.
Truly.
They didn't wholly follow
the wholly.
Lord.
That's right.
And there's a big difference in that. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to see our families rescued from the hand of the enemy, we want to see people born again in our family, want to see ourselves get out of debt, there are principles in the Word of God that we can apply. And when we believe God wholly and completely, in fact, when He comes, He says, I want your whole heart. I want your half.
That's right.
In fact, I'm that way with Jesse. When I want him to say I love, it's rare, but I mean,
I know.
I want to see him with both eyes.
That's right.
I don't want him just looking off. I love you. Nobody wants to hear that.
Mm-mm.
You want a whole, complete connection.
Exactly. And you do.
You want that. And that's what God is looking for. And it's not a hard thing to do. You could put God first in your life. He shows you the next steps to take. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed today. Just realize that God has a great plan for your life. And when you commit your life to Him wholly and completely, He will reveal His step-by-step plan, and it's something that you can do through the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. This was so exciting and so rich with revelation. You know, it just made me think of that scripture, when you delight in Him, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. So this is what Caleb did. This is what, you know, Joshua did. They delighted in the Lord. They thanked Him. They saw, unlike the other ones who doubted Him, even when they saw the miraculous, they still doubted the Lord. They saw what the Lord's done already, and they're like, well, surely my God's going to make this happen. And look at what He's already done. So if that's you, if you feel like doubt's creeping in or fear is creeping in, look at what all the wonderful blessings that the Lord's provided for you and just reflect on that and just say, man, God, what are you going to do next? I can't wait to be a part of that.
I love that. You say God's no respecter of persons. You can say, Lord, you did it for Caleb. Do it for me.
That's right.
I'm wholly following you. I trust you to bring me into my promised land.
I'm ready.
Whatever my promise is.
Yes, we're walking in it. Creating our world, walking into our promised land.
That's right.
That's the destination.
We're marching in with full faith and expecting God to deliver you from whatever. In fact, I want to pray for you before we close today. Father, I thank you for every person that's been studying along with us. Let reveal your perfect plan for their life. Let them know that all things are possible to those that believe, that you're when you work with them and through them, Lord, they can defeat every problem and every situation that they're encountering. Lord, I pray that your presence would just saturate them right where they are. Let them know that there's always hope in you, there's always answers in you, and that you will equip them to fulfill your plan for their life. I pray this to the Father in Jesus' mighty
name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing. Thanks for studying with me.
Oh, Miss Kathy, it's always an honor to be with you talking about Jesus, talking about the Word of God, and just gleaning on what He has to give us. And I know people were changed and impacted all for His glory. So we want to hear from you. If you enjoyed this, please comment below. What did you get from this conversation? And share it with a friend that you know that would benefit from that. Actually, that's everybody. So go ahead and hit that button so that they can discover how to wholly follow
Lord. Mm-hmm. Don't be a murmurer, be a Caleb.
That's right.
God has a great plan for your life.
So good.
Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll join me next week for another great study right here in Studio C. God bless you.